This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Another thing we need right now is some computer talk. Doug Swindehart is joining us. If you're having a problem with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to text the program, 651-989-9226. You're always welcome to text any of our shows at 651-989-9226. Doug, I hope you're well. I hope you got some rain at your place as well.
Oh, it was really, really needed. And I agree. I like watching the rain, especially when it's been so dry for so long. It's been a good week. I got something to say about Windows 11, though.
Oh, very good. Let's get an update, because I know a lot of people are wondering about Windows 11. It is amazing. We kind of got through the storm on Windows 10. Here we go, Windows 11 already.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is you had mentioned this last week, and I was telling you I was having trouble downloading ISOs and getting something to install. And so I was doing some research, and apparently there's more restrictions on installing Windows 11 than what we thought. And Microsoft is really not real forthcoming in this area. You have to have an 8th generation Intel and only a specific Ryzen AMD processor. So that's going to block out millions of machines from going to Windows 11. It's they've kind of drawn a line in the sand here. And there's some references on YouTube. Probably the best one is labeled, "You probably won't be able to use Windows 11." This guy is a sharp guy. And he's got, I think, 9 machines in his house. He can't install it either. It's kind of geared for new computers, new PCs. So if they end support for 10, that's going to leave an awful lot of people hanging. I'm really curious as to what's going to happen with this, but that's a great video on YouTube, and it's just labeled, "You probably won't be able to use Windows 11. And if you type that in, it'll pop up. It's a great video. I think people should be encouraged to take a peek at that.
Now,
surprised that this is happening.
Well, now here's the thing, though, Doug. It isn't necessarily, if you have a machine that's running fine and doing what you need it to do, don't feel the need to upgrade. We talked about that before with Windows 7 and Windows 8 along the way. If your machine's running fine and it's doing the things you need it to do, there's no need to rush out and upgrade.
Oh, I have always been a proponent of, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. And this is a prime example. But the thing I'm a little concerned with is, are they going to stop security updates for Windows 10? We can actually get these things configured to hold off on the driver updates and to hold off on the feature updates. But some of the security updates will be needed to keep your system performing properly. I'm hoping they don't do that. It's I think they're playing a dangerous game. I think people are already questioning their validity. Well, there's not going to be any more Windows operating systems. 10 is it. Well, now we got 11. Well, you could just download the tool, which sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And here's what your requirements are. But not quite. You need a whole lot more. So it's I think they're playing a dangerous game with the public. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, and Doug, is this about selling new equipment always, or is there really an advantage? Because at some point in time, and we saw this a lot. I remember way back in the old days, early in computing, that every year or two, you needed a new machine. It was yesterday's news that things were coming so fast and furious. But as the industry has matured, I feel like over the last 5 or 6 years, I've got a Chromebook that it's at least 5 years old and it works just fine.
Yeah, if you take good care of your equipment, this is solid state circuitry. It should last for decades, literally decades. And the first 10 years I was in this business, it was a fun time. Everybody was pushing the envelope. What can we get to have happen? And if Microsoft had a problem, they would just blame the hardware. Well, the hardware people took offense to that, and they went to work. And Intel and all the memory people and the motherboard folks, they produced some serious quality machines. Today, I think most people who have a computer have a lot more computer than they realize. So it isn't just about, the technology and wearing out. I think that that's a bad frame of mind to be in. It is about selling new equipment. When Microsoft drew that line in the sand and said, you must have TPM, Trusted Platform. Well, a lot of computers have it on the motherboard, but it's not initiated. And you have to have Safe Boot. And they make it sound like it's really good and it's for the customer or the end user. And a lot of times it's not. This particular requirement of a Intel generation, I think it's a high 7, low 8 generation, to have that, that's a push for a new computer no matter how you cut it. And they go into this video, Microsoft CEO, talking about how they care about the planet and they've always been a democracy-driven company, and we want the users to be happy. But at the same time, we got to use some common sense. Microsoft doesn't sell operating systems like they used to. The only way they get paid at this point is when they sell a new PC and the manufacturer pays them for that OS for every copy they put on. But this is a drive to sell new equipment, and I think it needs to be balanced with let's not create so much garbage. And I think right now it's getting out of whack again, so. But here again, it's my opinion. We'll have to just wait and see what happens.
All right. We will put that text line out again, 651-989-9226. So we invite your text, whether you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to get a hold of us here on Tech Talk on this Saturday afternoon. It is 218. We've got more rain on the way. Right now, the radar is quiet. The heavy stuff well to the southeast along the river between Minnesota and Wisconsin and continues to move away from the Twin Cities. So for now, it looks like a cloudy afternoon, but a good day to be around your computer for sure. From our text line before our first break here, do you remember the name of the Canadian company with the cleaner from last week? I'm not sure what they're referring to. Is that potentially C cleaner?
No, this is TG Pro.
Okay.
Capital T, capital G as in Glenn, and then Pro, P-R-O. It's an exceptional program. The free version is a little bit limited, but it's well worth the $19 or whatever it costs because it gives you fan controls, takes care of all kinds of things that a lot of people are not aware of in a Mac for cleaning out daemons and temporary files and that sort of thing. Beautiful piece of software. And if people have questions about that, just shoot me an email or give me a call, and I'm going to see if I can get my site back up here shortly. Been rebuilding it for far too long and getting caught up with other stuff, but I'd like to get this one posted up for sure.
All right, what's the name of it again, Doug?
TG Pro. T as in Terry, G as in George, and the word Pro. And the T and the G are together. But if you just put in TG Pro Mac Optimizer in Google search, it'll pop right up.
All right, so that's a good one for Macs. What do you recommend if people are around their computer right now, maybe listening on the Odyssey app, hopefully listening on the Odyssey app over the air, an 830 WCCO, is best way to optimize your PC? What program do you recommend there?
Well, if you're running Windows 10, Provisor, PRIVAZER.com. This is just a wonderful, wonderful piece of software. It's easy to use. It's at this particular point, it's being shared free of charge, but it looks like the gentleman might be taking this public. He is asking for donations, but it's up to you. This thing, just take your time and learn about it. It is a wonderful tool. Probably the best that for end users can have for Windows 10. And it's already in development for people who go to Windows 11. It'll be ready.
All right,
that's
Doug.
BRIVAZER.com.
What about older machines?
Oh, I think if you're running Windows 10, that's it. If you're not running Windows 10, you can still use CCleaner. I would think that at this point, if you really want to hang on to that machine and you're going to be using CCleaner, you may want to consider purchasing it. The free version is not what it used to be since Piriform was sold out, but it's still there. It's still viable. Does a nice job. Or you can just start to do a little research and learn all of the tools that are already built into Microsoft Windows, and you can do it all by hand, but it's going to take considerably longer and be a little bit more complex. Right. But CCleaner is still a fine product, absolutely a fine product.
All right, quick break. We'll have more here on Tech Talk, including we'll talk modems. We haven't done that in a while. Is it a good idea to reboot your modem from time to time? We'll get into that in a moment with Doug here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk continues. Doug Swinhart is joining us and is good enough to join us and has been good enough to join us over the years to answer your computer questions, whether it's hardware, software, or whatever. From our text line today, and by the way, we invite you to send your text to 651-989-9226. And let's start with modems. We haven't talked about those in a while, Doug. But is it a good idea to reboot your modem, whether you lease one from CenturyLink or Comcast or whatever? Should you just shut that baby down every now and then and restart it?
I absolutely agree with that, especially if you've got Comcast or Xfinity. The DSL, probably not as important, but at my house, I actually shut mine down completely on a Sunday night or a Monday morning and just leave it off for a good 6-8 hours, and then I fire up the modem with nothing, everything else down, give it plenty of time to train up. It's going to train up all the way up through the entire wide area network. It will make a big difference. I wish I had a dollar, Steve, for every time people would call me up with something that was strange going on, and I'd say, well, just unplug your modem from Comcast or Xfinity, leave it unplugged for a good 15 minutes, and let it start fresh, and everything goes right back to the way it should be. The internet, from time to time, in fact, I think it's pretty frequent, will pick up little dirty bits, little pieces of data that didn't go with the last packet or didn't quite make it, and that floats around. Well, the internet service providers and the big equipment, they can't take it all. So it just kind of floats in virtual reality, if you will, and eventually that starts creeping into our machines. And that can create some real mysterious behavior, I should say. But if you shut them all down, let them cool down, drain them a little bit, fire them back up, it makes all the difference in the world. Not near as critical with a DSL from CenturyLink or a DSL from any other provider, but when it comes to a cable, that I think should be taken care of at least once every 2 months, if not more often, depending upon your specific situation, how much you use it. But it's a good idea. It's a nice thing to do from time to time.
Yeah, another follow-up, Doug, on modems. I've always leased a modem at our house that's gone back years and years and years. We've been with CenturyLink for a long time before that Quest, et cetera. But we've always leased. What about you? What do you recommend? Because there are very good modems out there. We've just had luck and like the convenience of leasing, and every now and then we'll get an upgrade and just lease the thing.
Well, I definitely believe in that. And recently at my house, we've kind of made some different arrangements with our TV. I haven't completely cut the cord, but we did a little bit. And I increased my internet to make up any kind of shortages that I might have. And during that transition, for the first time in probably 30 years, everything on the net was telling me, well, if you're going to have a pure gateway and not use Xfinity's X1, you should have your own modem. I tried three of them. And I ended up sending them all back to Amazon and went with a rented one. There's just no comparison. And keep in mind that when you call Xfinity or CenturyLink for support, they're only responsible to get you a signal through their equipment. So if you're going to have your own modem or router, if you will, it's basically a router. But if you're going to have your own modem, you're going to have to do all your own support on that as well. And I agree with you. I think the convenience and the big thing here too as well, the quality of the equipment that we are getting from CenturyLink or Xfinity, in my personal opinion, is second to none. They're doing some really good work with the equipment that's coming out. And it makes life easier for them. They don't have to worry about you getting your updates if you happen to be required. Just take care of it because basically it's their equipment and it's their responsibility to get you a proper signal to the other side of that, which is then inside your house. Much, much easier to configure everything inside when you know that that first step is all taken care of. I am a firm believer that you should just get them from your internet service provider. And I really don't think you're going to save any money in the end. I really don't. It's very rare that you do. They can say, well, you're going to, but it might not last if you got extra support that you got to get and your time. And I can't put a dollar value on people's frustration or anger. So it's a toss-up in my mind.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk about batteries. One quickie before we go to the weather break. Someone from the text line, the product similar to C-Cleaner, I think it was Provisor. Spell that out again, Doug. If people, this is ideal for Windows 10. How do you find Provisor?
Yeah, it's a P-R-I-V as in Victor, A as in Apple or America, Z, Zebra, E-R, Provisor.com. And you just run a search on Google, even if you misspell it, Google will find it for you. They'll say, oh, here it is. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. Okay. B as in Paul, R as in Real, I as in Indigo, V as in Victory, A as in Apple, Z as in Zebra, E, Energy, R as in Randy.com. It's a wonderful program.
All right, and then the one for the Macs, once again, if you want to keep your Mac running smoothly.
Yeah, that's, well, you got Clean My Mac as a top competitor as well. I actually like the TG Pro.
Okay.
T as in Thomas, G as in George, space, P-R-O, TG Pro, and it's a Canadian company. I like this one because it gives you fan control and temperature control and real-time reports, a small little icon up in your bar on a Mac, what your temperature is, and you can set the shutdown temps what you want. It's really flexible, and it does a great job of helping you to organize your data as well, which is, I think, sorely needed in any Mac environment,
okay.
Especially with most users just don't take the time to really keep their data organized in the right folders and that kind of thing. This actually has a couple of programs that'll do it automatic. So TG Pro, T as in Thomas, G George, space, P as in Paul, R as in Real, O as in Orlando, TG Pro dot, TG Pro. Great, great program.
Quick break. We have more Tech Talk with Doug coming up in a moment. We'll talk about a Mac coming up, particularly an old Mac, one of Doug's favorite topics here in a moment on News Talk, 830-WCCO. 2:36, 24 minutes now in front of 3 o'clock here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. From our text line, this is a fun one, Doug. I don't know if we've ever been asked this before, but how long have you been doing Tech Talk? I guess I can't remember. I know you did some shows with Denny Long on the weekends. I jumped into the mix. I know we've been working together off and on for a number of years. Do you have any idea how long it's been?
I don't have the exact number, but I did some calculating in it, and it's over 23 years. Can you believe it?
Wow.
I just mind-boggled. It was just goes so fast, and you know, 1 week goes to another, and before you know it, you blink, and there's two decades gone by.
Yep.
Yeah, I was amazed when I got thinking about this. It's just incredible. I enjoy it. I like it a lot, but I think it's almost 24 years.
Wow, that is a good run. We appreciate folks tuning in to Tech Talk. Of course, so we're on the air, sports schedules permitting, and we invite your computer questions, hardware, software, whatever. I bought my CenturyLink modem. I paid about $100 for it, and it's paid for itself many times over. Now, that's fine. You can buy them. I know that is an option. I've always opted to lease if there's ever a problem, because I've just found it's easier to call them up and say, hey, I'm having trouble, or they troubleshoot a problem. Just my choice. You certainly can go out and buy your own modem as well, and there's a lot of great equipment out there as well.
Oh, absolutely. And it's more likely you'll hear something like that from a DSL customer than you will from a cable or like Comcast Xfinity. It's there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're keeping current on any kind of firmware updates that are required, probably for the DSL, Motorola makes good modems. There's just a whole bunch of them that you got. TP-Link, Asus, Netgear, a lot of them will combine the same way that we get our modems slash routers from CenturyLink and Xfinity, where they'll put the Wi-Fi and the connection to the WAN in the same piece of equipment. That really is the way to go. If you have to have a modem and a Wi-Fi router separate, you just have another piece of equipment to configure. But once you got it all configured, it should run and run and run. It's not a bad plan. If you're saving money, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, for sure. Here's a good one. We haven't had a lot of severe weather, and for that matter, thankfully, power outages. Someone bought an APC brand UPS, which stands for uninterrupted power supply. They didn't use it for 7 months, and now they're having trouble getting the battery to charge. It's blinking red. They said it was difficult to connect. Did I wait too long? What should I do? My advice here real quick is just return it. I'm sure they'll stand by the equipment.
Well, I think first of all, I would want to ask these people if they made sure that they took the bottom off of it and connected the battery. They cannot ship them with those batteries connected. If that's done and the battery actually went bad and they can't get it swapped out, call APC Direct. They'll give you, they're not expensive to replace. I've only replaced, I think, 3 of them in 40 years. They just run. But if you do need a new battery, which is rare, they will ship it out to you at a good cost, and they'll also include a return box for your old battery. When you're done, you call UPS or X or FedEx. They pick up your old battery, done, done, and done. I got a feeling they never connected the battery. It's just a feeling. I would suggest that they check that first.
Yeah, especially if it was new in the box. So
absolutely.
From our text line, TG Pro is now $10 on the website.
So, on sale. Don't you love it? Tuna Belly Software? Yeah, it's a great deal. And I would actually, if they're saving that kind of money, I would encourage them to spend another $5 and get a product from them called Tidy Folders. This thing cleans up folders on a Mac like just lickety-split. Love that program. The last Mac I set up, I actually took it out of my pocket for the lady I did it for. I put that on, and I believe 3 other programs from Tuna Belly Software. One of them was free, $25, I think. And then I had her, once she got it home, we switched the registration to her so she'll take care of the renewals. But it's just great software. Unbelievable software for a Mac.
Doug Swinhart joining us. It is Tech Talk, and he's good enough to join us here on Saturdays. Sports schedules permitting, the Twins playing tonight, game 3 of the 4-game series with the Astros down in Houston. We'll get started at 5:30 on that one. Back to the text line. By the way, our number is 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Here's a text about Office 365. I'm upgrading my office to Office 365. Some of my staff seem reluctant on this. They're afraid they'll lose data, contacts, etc. A few even say the shift has created problems with their machines. I believe it is user error for those folks. Is it a smart move? What do you think about Office 365?
You know, I get a lot of mixed feelings about this from my clientele. And I think if you can avoid it, I'd avoid it. If you need to share your data from a cloud server, I'd be encouraging you to really take a good look at Google Drive and get Google Apps. I think it's less money, and there's been some inherent problems with 365. They're trying to work through it, but I just don't think that they're going to give you the type of service and stability that you're looking for. But here again, it's much more likely that it could be user error. I would absolutely encourage everybody to back up each individual machine before they do this. And for goodness sake, check out the Google Suite. Any business, a small business, medium-sized business, all the way up to something the size of Xfinity, for example, or Pepsi-Cola or 3M, huge companies, they should all be taking a peek at the Google Suite. There's no way that people can put all of the hardware inside their business, pay for administrators to take care of this, to even come close to the $5 a month, or the, I think they got a premium one now for $11 a month per user. It's really low cost, and it does such a nice job. So, and people got to know that chances are I am biased toward Google, and I need to admit that fully. I just like their product, and I like the way it runs and stability. I know a lot of companies have had difficulties with 365, and that's it doesn't speak well to Microsoft's overall reputation.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, Doug. Been in the commercial printing business, my full-time job during the week for many years now, and the company I worked for was sold, new company took over last December, and we moved from Windows and Windows 365 over to Google Suite. It was a mandatory switching over to it. And there's no question making that move over has been an adjustment, but you know, I've learned it, gotten used to it, and how it interacts, and now it's pretty seamless because I have Chromebooks and so on and so forth. And now that I've got it set up, it really has been convenient to move away from Windows 365 and that function. So that's my experience and my full-time job during the week. Back to our text line here with Doug on this Saturday afternoon. This is about an old Apple iMac. What do you do with these machines? Here's some of the specs. EMC 2266, 2.66 gigahertz. It would suit our purposes perfectly with the current operating system, except we can't get to websites on Safari except the Apple site. We get a message regarding web security. What could be going on? What do we do with this machine? It runs, but it sounds like it needs to be upgraded.
Yeah, and you know, this is really interesting. These Macs, if this has an Intel processor, and it probably does, this would make
it
perfect.
It does have an Intel, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely perfect example of how Linux can fill this gap. And you should also know, in the last several weeks, Apple has kind of, they've reduced their requirements about the end of life and older computers. You now can completely wipe your hard drive and downgrade to like El Capitan, which I think is a great operating system. Won't have any problem getting to websites with that one. And it runs cooler, but they've really loosened their restraint on this. They're allowing people to download these older operating systems, which I think El Capitan, if I'm not mistaken, was just previous to Sierra. And they run and run and run. But I would also say on a machine that age, even if you want to put El Capitan on, it should be a dual boot with Linux Mint. And Linux Mint is perfect, absolutely perfect to be a dual boot on a Mac machine. I really like the way Linux runs on a Mac. This is good hardware, top shelf hardware. The one thing to realize with the Macs, though, that the way they're built, they are thin to the point to where if one of these batteries, they call it explode. It doesn't actually explode. It just kind of gets like real puffy. I've seen these batteries expand to the point where they've actually cracked the touchpad. It's got to kind of watch that. If you even get an inkle that they need a new battery, just buy one and put it in. And by the way, they're not that expensive anymore. There's enough OEM equipment out there that is functional and it works just fine. You don't have to go to Apple and pay the full retail price. But this older equipment, I like this older equipment. I really do. Don't throw it away. And if you're wanting to throw it away, throw it my way. We'll find a home for it for absolute certain.
All right, quick break. We'll have more with Doug coming up. We will talk about 5G-based internet. That service is expanding all over the country, and it's pretty exciting. We'll get Doug's thoughts on that. And we will also talk about ways to prevent ransomware and what the best ways to do that are. And that's certainly key. There's been some big companies attacked by ransomware, but could it impact you? We'll get into that with Doug before we say goodbye. Oh, and a friendly reminder, we'll have Doug's phone number and email before the end of the program as well. It is Tech Talk here on a Saturday. News Talk, 830-WCCO. Let's get back to the text line here on Tech Talk, News Talk, 830-WCCO. And let's get into 5G-based internet. Doug, we've been talking about 5G cellular service for a long time. It continues to be rolled out around the country. What we know about 5G, it doesn't have a lot of range, so they're going to need more towers. They're going to need more transmitting sites, if you will, for 5G. But if you have one nearby, this could be quite a development, not only for your phone, but for your internet, anything you use internet for. This could be a game changer. I think Doug's muted on his end. Doug, undo your mute.
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, it's if you can get a good, strong signal at a solid location, it's affordable, I would absolutely go with it. They don't actually judge the speeds of this the same way that we used to talk about internet speed. We used to talk about megabits per second. In the 5G, they're going to start talking about gigabits per second. And so that's going to throw it off. But basically, you should get on a strong signal anywhere from 200 to 400 megabits faster speed than 4G. And I'm glad you mentioned that the distance isn't so good, but that's the same. It's almost identical to 2.4 Wi-Fi in your house versus 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi. When you look at the 4G and the 5G, the upper range frequencies have a wider band, allowing more data to be carried on that band. Plus, you get a little bit of increase in speed. But the 4G is going to give you much better distance. I have to believe that all these people are setting these things up in such a way to where if there's, you know, inclement weather or something like that, then the 5G is a little bit hesitant or possibly just spotty for keeping a good solid connection. You'll automatically shuffle to 4G, but continue to try to push that back up to the 5G level. They're also starting to experiment with 6G, which I think should be quite interesting. And the next move will be the MM wave, which I'm not exactly clear on what that is. I just started to research it. Too many things to learn, Steve, in too little time.
Yeah, yeah, but
it's exciting technology.
Yeah, 5G could really be a game changer because, you know, as people talk about cutting the cord, whether cable TV or satellite TV or whatever, 5G could really be a game changer when it comes to, you know, you could really just have wireless internet through the 5G for all your devices. And whether it's your phone, whether it's your computer, your television, could all be. Question is what's that going to cost, and when will it be available in your
neighborhood? Oh, you got me going there. I've been a proponent for years and years and years that each and every one of us should be paying for internet as we use it. Rather than have to have an account at home and one at the cabin and one on your phone, I think it should be one account. And you should be issued an internet protocol address, and how much ever you use, you pay. It would make it really difficult, I think, for the internet providers and the communication companies to play any kind of number game, because it would be X amount of dollars per megabits per second or gigabits per second, yeah, whichever your fear. But that would be an easy calculation. I think this is and I think we're going to evolve into that one day, which in essence, the consumer should actually end up paying less, I hope.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a big hope. Before we run out of time, I want to get to some more text here real quick. Is there a free security update that will work with Windows 10? What should you use for security on Windows 10? Now, Defender was the thought for a long time. What do you recommend now for people?
I'm thinking people should really, really strongly take a look at Malwarebytes. You can run Malwarebytes as a free product, but you give up the real time. Files coming into your computer and files going out. But as long as you're vigilant on making sure you're up to date and you're running your scans, you probably better need one daily with this one. And Total AV does the same thing. Total AV is another great package. Kaspersky, I would probably stay away from that today. It's just been a personal opinion. But the Enod, ESET 32, great products. There's lots of good products out there. But almost all of them, if you opt for the free version, you will forfeit the real-time protection. And I think that's really where the meat is. Personally, I think $20, $30 a year to keep your computer clean is really, really smart move to make. I think it's also important to protect your network. If you take care of your network and you don't have anything running in the background that you don't require, there's only so much an internet provider can do, but they also are watching that pretty close today. I think that's the way to go. Prime Malware Bytes is still my favorite. I like the way they support. I like their charges are not high and not too low. They're doing a good job. They're doing good work. My second would probably be Total AV.
Okay.
Both of them are good to check out.
All right, we better run, Doug. Phone number and email real quick.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, you can get a hold of me at admin@wczotech.com, admin at wczotech.com, 651-552-9543. And thank you, Steve. We'll see you next week.
All right, take care, Doug. That's Tech Talk here on CCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.